So that Shmuel also passes like Rav Shimon Hashem Tzrich Lugu for his potter. ובקירו אמרים המדוב השן מסחב מסובו לו כרב שימן במוח השן צריך לגוף מסובו לו כרב יהודה so he's a stirred ותיר את רב נטעם ושמואל קומה ושמואל קומה ולרב שימן ואומה מלוח השן צריך לגוף פותר בהן נתלת פותר ומותר but I live the day who passed so he says so the רב שימן ואומה מלוח השן צריך לגוף for his potter but I live the day who passed like רב יהודה that Moshe Tzilgub is chayev, so map is smooth, tzileicho is chayev. But the Rambam explained it kipshute, that Shmuel didn't say it alibi de Reb Shimon who says Moshe Tzilgub is chayev, but alibi de Emes, alibi de Napche. Why? Because this din of map is smooth, tzileicho is chayev, can be explained on the basis of the Lashem Mischavan also. But Rav explains it at Kuf Zayin on the basis of Lashem Tzrich Ligufo. So the answer is Rav is forced to explain it on the basis of Lashem Tzrich Ligufo. Because Rav passes like Rav Yudin in Kolat Yerikule. The Dov Hashem Mischavan is Chayim in Kolat Yerikule. And by Shabbos he is Poter, if there is no Psikreshe, because of the element of Yediyah, Melechas Machsheves, Masha'in came where there is a Psikreshe, even if it's a Psikreshe, the Loich Beslei, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So Rav couldn't explain it on the basis of Dov Hashem Mischavim, because he paskens Dov Hashem Mischavim is Oseh. So Memele is forced to explain it on the basis of Melech Shem Tzrich Gufo. Masha'in came Shmuel, who paskens that Dov Hashem Mischavim is Muter. So even though he holds that Melech Shem Tzrich Ligufo is chayev, so he can explain this din of Im Lehitzim and Leicho is poter on the basis of Dov Hashem Mischav. Of Dov Hashem Mischav. All right. Now,
can't you say that?
Please, you'll ask me later. Please, you'll ask me later all the questions. There is no limit to what you can say. You can say many things. So I'll never be able to finish the shiur if we'll spend the time, you know, in listening to what we can say. And I have to cover certain ground, and I cannot. After the shiur, you'll tell me what we can say. Now, so the shiur of Rambam is like the shiur of Zohar. Now, and one of the rayas of the Oruch is the Gemara in Zvochim, after the Kalef Amud Beis, of Mizalfin Yayin al Gabish. So all the Rishayim has the Kashi. How can the Gemara say that Reb Shimon's Reb Shmuel Svira like Reb Shimon? Doba Doba Shem Ischav Muter, but when you pour wine on the Gecholim of the Mizbeach, so it's a Psikreishi. So Teisves gives the Teretz, he has to pour it in such a way that it will not necessarily extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. Rashi also has that Kashi. And Rashi gives another Teretz. Rashi says, Ho Reb Shimon, Shmuel Reb Shimon, Lechivim Dei Mischavin Lirbeis, Ein Loisir Bin Rayolof Leeser, Vimeikir Mashmiu Sedi Shemishim Kushet Vlitirbe, Vim Teima Psikreishehu, Vlyom. So Rashi also has that Kashi. It's a Psikreishehu. So Rashi gives a very strange Teretz. Efshar di mizalefle bitipim dakis meit. Hilkach iname michabe bitipim gaseis. Domashin mischabim. So Rashi gives a very strange teretz. He says, here we cannot apply the concept of psikreishi, because it's possible to pour with minute drops. So then it will not extinguish the fire. It will certainly not necessarily extinguish the fire. So since it's possible for him to pour the wine very lightly with minute drops, tipping dakis, so Memele is allowed to pour it even with tipping gases. So the question is, but if Rashi had said that Shmuel requires that the wine should be poured in minute drops, then we could understand Rashi's lomdes. But Rashi says, in view of the fact that it's biyodeh to pour the wine in minute drops, so then it will not necessarily extinguish the fire. So he's allowed lechatchile to drop it, to pour the wine with tipping gases. But the question is, what when he pours with tipping gases, then it is a psikresh. Now, so we have to understand this, Rashi. Now, there is Mishne in Perik Oerik, Daf Kuvo Vomit Beis. Zwische nicht das Lebeis, wie nur al Echot bifon of Chaye, nur al Ushnai im Ptum, denn der Second Mishne, der Bane. Yoshav o Echot ala Pesach, wie loi milo, Yoshav Hashenu milo, let's say it's via idea, enter the house, and the door was open. And then somebody, Ruvein, sat at the doorway, thereby preventing the Tzvi from coming out. He served as a door, himself. So Yoshav Leachot al Pesach. So if he sat that way, so then he, in effect, is capturing the deer. But suppose Yoshav Leachot al Pesach v'loim lo, he is not so heavy. So when he sat in the doorway, there was still enough space in the doorway for the tzvi to come out. So then somebody else sat down next to him. So the two of them together, they already filled up the whole space of the doorway. So the tzvi was already caught. He couldn't leave. So Yoshev alach l'pesach v'loim lo, Yoshev Hashem imlo, Hashem yechayev. Because the first one, when he sat down, he didn't do any act of tzedek, because he did not prevent the tzvi from coming out. So he didn't do any tzedek. The second one, by filling up the space, he did an act of tzedek. So the second one is chayev. Yoshev abishino ha-pesach umulo, ubo ha-sheni v'yoshev b'tzidek, af al pi she'omad ho-rishin v'holachlei, ho-rishin chayev ha-sheni potach. So suppose the first one filled up the whole space, and then the second one sat down next to him. So it wasn't necessary. The tzvi was already caught and trapped before. But then the second one sat in front of him. And he also filled up the whole space. But, and then, why? Because the Rishain, when he sat down, so he made the tzvi caught in the house. The second one, when he sat in front of him, so he didn't accomplish anything because the tzvi was caught in the house anyway. So aval pishoma do Rishain volach le yogishin chayv asheni potah. So we understand that the rationale of this din. But then the Mishnah gives a certain moshul. Holy mozedeime lineil es beisei lishemre. So what's the meaning of that Moshe? So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ram as to the meaning of that Moshe. Holy Moshe Deime, Lineel es Beisei Lishemrei, V'nimtzo Tzvi Shomo B'Sefer. Now the Ram and the Rif. So he explains, the Ram explains, this, when the Mishnah says, Holy Mezadeine, Lineal Beisel Shomre, Vinimtsa Tzvi Shomre Beseichai, so is Potter. Why is it Potter? I mean, if you close the door, there is a Tzvi in the house, and as long as the door is open, the Tzvi is free to leave the house. Then you close the door, you lock the door, thereby preventing the Tzvi from coming out. So you are, in effect, capturing the Tzvi, you are apprehending the Tzvi. Why is it Potter? Why does the Mishnah say Holy Mezadeime Lineil Beis Hashem is Tzvi Shomo Besechei? So the Ram explains it. Lo Mezadeime Me'acha L'Mazadeime Me'acha Shenitzet Al Derishin Lineil Beis L'Shamrei V'nimtzo Tzvi Shomo Besechei Peirush Kigen Sheyesh Tzvi Besech Abayis V'adeles Miguf. The door is closed, locked. So what did he do? He locked it again. Another lock. So then he's not chayev because the Tzvi couldn't. One lock was enough for the Tzvi. But you could say, maybe that tzvi, if you didn't lock it, another lock. So maybe the tzvi somehow would have managed to open the door. And because of that, we don't say that. So we say in such a case, he's potter. This is how the Ran explains it. But the Rashbo, then he mentions the shit of the Rashbo. The Rashbo explains it differently. Holy Mosadeimel Inayel Beisel Shemrei, that means there is a tzvi in the house. There is a deer in the house. And then the door is open. Then the owner of the house, he sees the door of the house is open. He knows there is a tzvi, but he's every day he's accustomed to close the door of the house. because he doesn't want any ganovim to come into the house and steal his money. So now too, that he knows that there is a tzvi in the house and the door is open, he decided to close the door. So his primary kavone is to watch the house against ganovim, not to capture the tzvi. But in view of the fact that he knows there is a tzvi in the house, so he has a double kavone. First of all, he closes the door for the purpose of protecting the house against ganovim. Number two, he has another kavone. He closes the door in order to apprehend the tzvi too. So that is potter. This is how the Rashba explains the Mishneh. Holy Moshe Deimel in El Beisei Lishomrei V'nimtzo Tzvi Shomo Pesachim. So the Ram asks a kashe. Against his Mazik, against the Rashba. He says it's Merapsin Ikre. First of all, he is Mischav Mamish. He is Mischav Mamish to capture the Tzvi. But he has two kavones. He closes the door for two reasons. Number one, to watch the house against ganavim. Number two, to apprehend the tzvi. But he has the kavone, so he's mischav mamish. So how can we say dovah sheni mischav? That's one kashi. And then he says, it's a psikreishi, it's ligorat and a psikreishi. Even if he wasn't mischav mamish, he should be osel and he should be chay. So he's masik against the Rashba's pshat in the Mishnah. Now, so we have to understand. So you have to understand. So there are two kashes against the Rashba. Number one, it's a psikreishi. The tzvi is certainly as a result of closing the door. The tzvi is going to be caught. So it's a psikreishi. Number two, it's mischav mamesh. We don't even have to resort to psikreishi. So let's first consider the kashe that it's mischav mamesh, because that's a stronger kashe. Now, in the Sugim Psochim there is a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi, whether Hanoe Aboele Leodom Bal Korche Abayom Amuteres Virovom Arasu. So that is reference, let's say, to the specific case as Rashi and Tisvis explain it. Let's say, suppose someone is walking in the street and then there are certain heathens who are Makter Ktiras Lavrizore, and there is a very significant fragrance emanating from that incense of the Avrizori. And you're not allowed to have anoyer from Avrizori, from incense of Avrizori. It's allowed to rise. So if you're naming Avrizori, you're even allowed to rise. So the question is, he has to go to work. And he passes by a certain street where the heathens are Makter Ktiras. And then by passing through that block, he will enjoy the fragrance of that avrizor, of that incense. So is it muta or it's osa? That's anoya abol ilodom al koch. Abay omar muteres virov omar asur. Virov omar asur. So then there are two lishenis in the Gemara. So then the second lotion is ikedam. Efshav eloi michavei Haile pluktaye de rabgude rab shimen. Lo yefshav lo ikom echave in kol alme pliga di shoy. Ki pliga de lo yefshav ikom echave. Valibe de rab shimen dozol bosa kavone kol alme lo pliga di osa. Ki pliga alibe de rabgude doma lo ishne mischave in ve lo ishne shei mischave in efshar osa. Efshar is osa. Abaye ke rabgude. Ve rove omoloch ad kan likom rabgude shei mischave in ki mischave in el lechumre. Avo mischave in ki shei mischave in likulelot. Now, so what's the pshat? So the Gemara in the second lotion applies the machlekes between Abai and Rove in regard to the case lo yefshav ikom echav. What it mean lo yefsha? Lo yefsha, so Rishtaran points out in Psochi. Doesn't mean lo yefsha, there is no other way, otherwise he'll die. I mean, it's a konas nefoshes. Lo yefsha means he has to go to his work. It's still possible for him not to go to work, he'll stay home. But this is what he does every day. He goes to work to he has to go a certain way. And there is no other street through which he can go to work. He has to pass by this street. And on that street, the heathens are makter k'teiras lavad izor. So that's called loyefsha. Loyefsha. So he decides, I have to go through that block anyway. I might as well enjoy the fragrance of the incense. So that's called loyefsha v'komechari. So, alibi de Rav Shimon de Oslo Bosa Kavone Kula Omele Pliga de Osa. So according to Rav Shimon, it's certainly Osa. Because according to Rav Shimon, so a certain maise, which with Kavone it's a maise avere. Without Kavone it's not a maise avere. So the Kavone is the essential element in a maise avere. V'horaye, the same maise without Kavone it can be muter, and with Kavone it's Osa. So what do we see? That according to Rav Shimon, the Kavoneh is an essential element of the Ma'is Avere. So Memele, he cannot say, he cannot argue. So he cannot argue. So even Abaye will agree that it's impossible to argue that according to Rav Shimon, since he has to pass by this block anyway, he couldn't go to work through any other street. And he will unavoidably enjoy the fragrance, whether he likes it or not. So Memele, he can be mischaving. He can intend to enjoy the fragrance. No, because according to Rav Shimon, the fact that he'll enjoy the fragrance without Kavone, so that will not make it into a Ma'is Avere. But if he injects the element of Kavone, that will make it into a Ma'is Avere. So it's Rav Yehuda. Keep legally with Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo ishne mischavim, lo ishne shei mischavim." So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the essential element in a certain ma'is avera is the ma'is itself, the pulley itself, not the kavon. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a nozir does not intend to tear out any hair, but he just innocently, he just uses his hands on his hair and he tears out his hair, so he's even the ma'is avera. So, the essential element is not the kavon, but the maise, the pule. So Mimele, since this pule is doing anyway, he's going to enjoy the fragrance. So Mimele, Abaye says, he might as well be mechavein to enjoy the fragrance of David's own. So keep legal with Rabbi Yehuda. Dom aloi shne mischavim, aloi shne shei mischavim. Efsharosa, Abaye ki Rabbi Yehuda. V'rovo amaloch, at kan likom Rabbi Yehuda shei mischavim, ki mischavim el lechumre. Avol mischavim ki shei mischavim li kul eloi. Now, when the Rashba says that if a tzvi is in the house, and then the person closes the door, so his primary kavone is to watch the door, to watch the house against Ganovi. And that he does every day. Whenever he walks out of the house, he finds that the door is open, he closes it in order to protect the house against Ganovi. But now that he knows there is a tzvi in the house, so he injects another kavone. He entertains another kavone to catch the tzvi, to apprehend the tzvi as well. So he says that it's muta. So what does it mean? So it's like loy efsher v'komechav. So it's mamish the tzior of loy efsher v'komechav, where Abaye and Rove Achilik in regard to Rabbi. Because how do the Rishonim explain loy efsher v'komechav? In other words, every day he goes through that block. Now today on that block the heathen samak tekteras lavrizori. And he's going to enjoy the fragrance. He just can't help it. He will enjoy the fragrance. Even if he'll put cotton into his ears, he'll enjoy into his nose. So he'll still enjoy the fragrance. But he decides, inasmuch as I have to go that way, and I am bound to enjoy the fragrance, I might as well have kavone to enjoy it. So that means he's not doing it for the purpose of enjoying the fragrance. He's doing the act because every day he does the same act. And even if there hadn't been any fragrance, he still would do the same act. But now, agavuche, He's mechavim to enjoy the fragrance. So Abaye says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muta. Abaye says, Rabbi says it's osa. Now, what the Rashba says is a similar situation. In other words, every day when he finds the door of the house open, he immediately closes it because he's afraid of ganavim. Now, he also found the door of his house open, and he's doing, even if the tzvi had not been there, he would do the same act. But it happens that the tzvi is there. So, Mimele, he entertains an additional kavanah. But he would do the same act, even if the tzvi had not been there. So, it's lo yefshar v'kom mechavim. So, he says it's muta. So, but the kashi is, here, the Gemara says, lo yefshar v'kom mechavim. So, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. So, the aloha is like Rove. So it should be osa. And then even Abaye who says that it's muter, so only Ali Bid Rabbi Yehuda says it's muter. But we pass like Rabbi Shimon. The Doroshin Mishavim is muter, so Kavoni is the essential element. And Ali Bid Rabbi Shimon, so even Abaye is made it in osa. How can the Rashba pass contrary to the Gemara in Psoch? So we have to say one thing. We have to say one thing. But this, what I'm saying in the Rashba, is not in line with what I said at the previous year. But what I said in the previous year, I said in connection with the Rambam Shite, but I didn't say it in connection with the Rashba. You see, I mentioned in the previous year the Reb Chaim, that the Reb Chaim says that Psikreishen Lo'ich Beslei is Mutar Alibid Reb Shimon Midraisi. Because the Alibid Reb Shimon, there is an element of Kavone. So Lo'ich Beslei, even though Psikreishen, so it's not considered Mishavim. Nichali is considered Mishavim. Masha'in Kein, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dovashin Mishavim in Kolat Rekuli Yishayim, Vashabes is made his spot there. So only when there is no Psikresh altogether, so then the element of Yediyah is lacking. But if there is a Psikresh, Lich Beslei, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking. In other words, Reb Chaim emphasizes so many times that Leches Machsheves implies an element of Yediyah, Shamlocho Naases, Bidiyosi, not a Din of Kavon. Then I said, I mentioned the Gemara in Krises of Shochach Melakit Melibei, that it's mashma that there are two kinds of misasik. Two kinds. There is one misasik where a person does a meloche unconsciously without being cognizant that he's doing the meloche, what the element of it is lacking. And then there is another kind of a misasik where he knows he's cognizant of the meloche, but it's against his rots. So that's if it's kosher, but if it's loich beslei, if it's not against his rotzen, so then the rotzen is not lacking, and as far as kavone, so melechas machsheves does not imply a din of kavone. But apparently, according to the Rashba is chelik, and the Rashba holds that melechas machsheves does not only imply a din. Does not only imply a din of yediyah, it implies a din of kavone also. A din of kavone also. And on the contrary, according to the Rashba, so the din kavone that is implicit in Leches Machsheves has a wider scope than the concept of kavone that is implicit in the general principle of Dovashen Mishavim is Mutar and Kolateko. Because vis-a-vis the general principle of Dovashin Mishavim that is Mutar and Kolat Rekule. So in the case of Loyef She'al Vikom Mishavim, so the Gemara says, Alibid Reb Shimon, Kulaumeli Pligad Edith Osa. Why? Because it's considered Mishavim. Masha'ink in the Rashba holds, but by Shabbos, vis-a-vis Shabbos, because by Shabbos there is a special Gzeras HaKosuf of Leches Machsheves, and the Rashba is Chilikan. What Reb Chaim says, he says in the Rambam. So, you see, there are many, many asoges on this Reb Chaim. And all those who wrote asoges on this Reb Chaim, they all say the same thing. And they mention Rashba, they mention Rosh, but Reb Chaim doesn't say it in the Rashba, Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, the Gzeres HaKosuf of Leches Machsheves does not imply a concept of kavon. It only implies a concept of yidin. A concept of yidin. Not kavon. But according to the Rashba, we have to say that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Leches Machsheves implies a concept a concept of kavone, and the concept of kavone, the requirement of kavone, is special kavone. And that kavone of Melechas Machshavos is a wider scope than the kavone of Kol HaTerei Kule in Dovah Sheni Mischav. V'horaye, vis-a-vis Kol HaTerei Kule, so the Gemara says, the Talib de Reb Shimon, so lo yefshav v'kol mechav misherpli osa, because it's considered mischav. It's got the mischav. Masha'in king Gavi Shabbos, the Rashba holds, in view of the fact that there is a special tzarsakos of Melechas Machshavos. So there is a requirement of kavone. What kind of kavone? If the kavone is the motivating factor of the melach. So, in other words, if a person, let's say, is not accustomed to close the door of a certain house, it's not even his house, it's somebody else's house. He's never, every day when he sees the door of another person's house open, he doesn't care, he doesn't close it. But now, he sees there is a tzvi in somebody else's house and the door is open. So he deliberately closes the door in order to apprehend the tzvi. So that means not only there is kavone, the kavone is the motivating factor of the act. So that is considered melechas machshavos, according to the Rashi. Melechas machshavos means that the meloche has to be done with such a kavone, that the kavone is the motivating factor of the act, and if not for this motive, he wouldn't have done the act. So if somebody closes the door in which there is a tzvi for the sole reason that of apprehending the tzvi, so the kavone is the motive, that's his motivation. Masha'inke, if the door of his own house is open and every day when he sees the door of his house open, he closes it. So what is his primary motive in closing the door? Protecting the house against Ganovim. And hadn't he been afraid of Ganovim, he wouldn't close the door, in spite of the fact that there is a tree. But in view of the fact that he has to close the door for another reason, in order to protect the house against Ganovim, and that he does every day, and there is no other way of protecting the house against Ganovim except by closing the door. And he knows there is a tzvi, so agavuche. So in other words, this is incidental. So in other words, this kavone of apprehending is an incidental kavone. It's not the primary kavone. That's the pshat in loyefshea veikomichavein. So Abaye says, alibi de Rabbi Yude, it's muter. Why is it muter? Because it's an incidental kavone. So, but a little bit of Reb Shimon. So even that kavone is the essential element. So even an incidental kavone constitutes a ma'is avere. So that's in Kol HaTerei Kule, where there is no gzeres akosuf, where there is no gzeres akosuf of melachas machshavos. Mashein kein gabei Shabbos, where there is a special gzeres akosuf of melachas machshavos, and the Rashbo is chilek on the Rambam. Whereas the Rambam holds that Melechas Machshavos only implies a requirement of Yediyah, not of Kavone. The Rashba holds that Melechas Machshavos implies an element of Kavone, and the Kavone has a wider scope. In other words, what kind of a Kavone? Not just a mere Kavone, but a Kavone that is the motive, that is the motivating factor of the pulley of the act. So in the case of Loyev Sheh become a Chavim, so the Kavone is not the motivating factor of his act, because he does it every day. Every time he finds the door of his house open, he immediately closes it. So what is the motivating factor? Protecting the house against Ganovim. But Agavurche, he has an incidental Kavone. So the Kavone is only an incidental Kavone. So that's inconsistent with Melechas Machshavos. So in other words, the Gemara in Psochim says lo yefshav v'kol mechavim alibi de Reb Shimon is osar alibi de kula alme, even alibi de Abaye, and alibi de Reb Yude, so only Abaye says that it's muter, and here the Rashba says that it's muter alibi de Emes alibi de Reb Shimon. The answer is the Rashba holds this Gemara is reference to Kol HaTerei Kule, not to Shabbos, because Shabbos there is a special zasakos of melachas machshavos. So lo yefshav v'kol mechavim. So the kavone is not the kind of a kavone that makes it into melachas machshavos. Only that kind of a kavone
where the kavone is the motive, where this is the motivation for the meloche, that's in melachas machshavos. That's the shita of the Rashi. That is, of course, the other rishim machirik. So that answers the one kashi. How can it be a muter because he has two kavones, but he has the kavone for meloche too? So that's the terence. But then there's another kashi that the Ran asks. But it should be, we go after Nipsik Reish. After all, he knows, but even if he wasn't mischavim to a priya mitzvah, it still should be considered mischavim, because he was mischavim to do an act whereby a meloche necessarily will take place. So on the basis of Psik Reish, he should be considered mischavim. So the Shilte Agibeirim says here, that he mentions the Rashbo. The Shilta Agibeirim here on this Perek, so he says that from the Rashbo it appears that if a certain act can be done so that a meloche will not, so that it will not entail a meloche, so even if it's done in such a way that it entails a meloche, and he says, so it's not considered psikhaish. And that's really the Pshat and Rashi. That's really the Pshat and Rashi. What the Shulta Gebeirim says here. Because this is what Rashi says. V'im teima psikhaish v'ol yomesu. Efsha di mizalef lei b'tipin dakis meit. Hilkach iname mechave b'tipin gaseis. Dovo shein mischavenu. So the question is, but b'tipin gaseis, when he pours tipin gaseis, so it will necessarily extinguish the fire? So apparently, Rashi has, the Rashi and the Rashbo and the Shilta Agibeirim have another pshat in Psik Reish. What's the pshat of Psik Reish? Now, what's the example of Psik Reish? Psik Reish El Yomus. I mean, can you chop off a head and not deaden? In other words, if somebody cuts off the head of a tzipir because his child wants to play with the head of the tzipir, and then he'll say, I don't intend to kill the tzipir, I only intend to cut off the head. So, but it becomes dead anyway, by itself. I don't intend it. So that's Psik Reish, you chop off your head, below your moose, and you expect it not to die. That's an impossibility. So that's the moshul for every. So it can be explained in two ways. This example, this specific example, when you cut off the head of a tzipeah, you behead a tzipeah, in order that your child should be able to play with it. And you don't intend to kill, but it dies anyway. So it can be explained in two ways. You can say that this is a halacha, it's a special halacha, that if someone is mischaving to do act number one, and act number one necessarily involves act number two, so the kavone that is directed towards act number one is considered al-pidin to have been directed against act number two. So there are two acts. First, there is an act of beheading the tzipa, cutting off the head of the tzipa. That's one act. Another act is killing the tzipa. So I have kavone to do act number one, to behead the tzipa. But the act number one necessarily involves act number two. So the kavone that I had towards act number one is attributed to act number two alpini. That's one way of explaining it. Oh, no, there is no such aloche that a kavone that is being tzias directed towards one act should be considered alpidin as if it had been directed and aimed at another act. No, there is no such aloche. But when you chop off the head of a balchai, since it's impossible, It's impossible. There was once in the Life magazine, there was a picture of a chicken, I mean, whose head was chopped off, and the editor of the Life magazine said that it was still living. But Alpidin, it wasn't living. It was a certain kind of a reflex action. I mean, it wasn't living. So that's impossible. So in other words, So if it had been passed, inochaname, if you would have two acts, and one would be mischaving to do act number one, but act number two involves, act number one necessarily involves act number two, as long as it's two separate acts, So we do not say that the kavone that was directed and aimed at act number one is attributed to act number two, as if he had the kavone, as if he had directed his kavone at act number two. No, there is no shalache. But when you chop off the head of a tzipeya, so then you cannot say chopping off the head of a tzipeya is one act, killing a tzipeya is another act. It's ainach. It's the same thing. It's the same identical act. So memele, that's the reason, that's the rationale of sikreishe v'yomus. So what's nafkemine? If we say that it's a din, that the akavone that one has towards act number one is attributed to towards act number two, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's two different acts or it's one act. Even if it's two different acts, it's considered mishavin. But if we say there is no such aloche, that the kavone that one had towards act number one is attributed and directed towards act number two alpidin, there is no such aloche. But the reason for psikreishe when you chop off the head of a tzipeya is because it's hainach. So then we say, this is what Rashi says. When you cut off the head of a tzipeya, so it's impossible to chop off a head of a balchai without killing him. So then you could say, Doroshen mischav. Mashein kein in this case, if the mitzias had been that every time you pour wine on fire, so you must necessarily extinguish the fire, so then you couldn't separate the act of pouring upon Geholim from the act of extinguishing the Geholim. Then it would be Hainach. It would be the same identical act. But the Mitzias is that you can pour wine over Geholim without extinguishing the Geholim. If you pour minutely, not heavily. So that means that pouring wine over Geholim is one act, and extinguishing Geholim is another act. So even if you pour heavily upon the Geholim, it's still two separate acts. So maybe we don't apply the aloha of psikreishe. This is what Rashi means, and this is what the Shulta Gibera means, and that's the pshat in the Rashi. So, as far as the second kashe that the Ran raises against the Rashi, but it should be mischavel on the basis of psikreishe. So the answer is, if every time you close a door, of a house, you must necessarily apprehend, catch it here. All right, so then you would say, closing the door of a house and apprehending it here, that's hainach. But that would be nonsense. I mean, suppose there is no deer in the house. Every time, 99.99999% of the people who close homes, who close houses, so they never catch a deer. But just because of a coincidence that the deer happened to be in this house, so by closing the door at this moment, and the house being in that shape, so, for example, even if the deer is in the house, but suppose there is a window that is open and the deer could go out through the window, then closing the door would not constitute an act of capturing the deer. So it's only because you have a combination of facts. You have a certain coincidence that the deer happens to be in the house, there is no other door that is open, and all the windows are closed, and the only thing that serves as an outlet for that deer is the open door. Now, by closing this door, so you happen to catch the deer. But you cannot say that closing the act of closing the door and of a house and the act of catching the deer, tzainach. I mean, that would be nonsense. But if the pshat, you see, so the Ram's shita is that the pshat in psikreishe is, it's a special aloch, that the kavone that one has towards act number one is alpidin attributed towards act number two, in view of the fact that act number one necessarily entails and involves act number two. But the Rashba shita is not like that. Not that there is a special aloche, that the kavone one directs towards act number one is attributed alpidin towards act number two. No! psik reisha when you chop off the head of a balchai. So that's killing. What does killing mean? What does killing mean? Killing means chopping off the head. That's an act of killing. It's ein hach. Because you couldn't visualize a chopping off at the head of a balchai without killing. But you certainly can visualize closing the door without catching a deer. I mean, most of the times it's like that. So even if in a particular situation there is such a combination of facts, such a coincidence, that closing the door constitutes results. Not it doesn't even constitute, even in that situation it doesn't constitute results in the catching, in the capturing of the deer. But it's not the same identical act. So, but the Ran holds there is a special aloha. That the kabone that one directs towards act number one is attributed towards act number two that is necessarily involved in act number one. But the Rashba says there is no such aloche. This is the pshat. All right, now. So both kashes of the Ran against the Rashba can be answered. Now in Simen. Simen Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel. So the Mechaba says Kol she b'mine nitzet chayev alof Ein b'mine nitzet poter avlosa Hilkar zvuvim Afal pi she b'mine nitzet osa l'tzeidah. Midrash said there is no isa tzeidah in flies because it's not a dover she b'mine nitzet V'lochein yesh but midrabonon there is an isa tzeidah even dover she b'mine nitzet. ולכן יש לזויה שלא לסגר תיבוקטנו או ליסטם כלים שזבובים בי בשבס דהווה פסיקרי שיוצא לשם. So in other words, if you have a box and then there are zvuvim in that box and the box is open, then you close, you're not allowed to close the door, to close the box, because by closing the box you are necessarily capturing, apprehending the flies. All right, it's not in Melochet Raise, so it's only in Melochet Rabbonon, but it's us. This is what, that's in Mordechai. Alright, the Baatrum is, and the Ramo paskens it in Simen Shintezai. So the Taz here, and this Ramo, mentions a very big Kiddush. A very big Kiddush. I think I mentioned it when we learned Basa B'cholom. So the Taz says, when is it also if he's sure that the Tevo has flies? But suppose the box has many things, sheets, blankets, all kinds of things. And he doesn't see whether there are flies at the bottom, there are no flies at the bottom. Maybe there are flies. Maybe there are no flies at the bottom of the box. So then he's allowed lechatchila to close the box. Why? Because if he knows that there are flies at the bottom of the box, so it's a psikrej. But if he doesn't know, he's not sure, so it's not a psikrej. So it's a domashin mischav mitzvuta. This is called Sofik psikreishe. What is called Sofik psikreishe? Sofik psikreishe means a case like this. In other words, because here it might be psikreishe. He doesn't know. He's ignorant. He doesn't know whether at the bottom of the box there are flies or not. But if klapishmaya is galie, if objectively it is true that there are flies at the bottom, so then when he is mischaven to close the door of the box, he necessarily is mischaven to do that kind of an act whereby you'll have to capture the flies. To catch the flies. So mele is a psikreishe. But it's a sophic whether there is a psikreishe. So this is to be distinguished from the case of walking on grass on Shabbos. Because when you walk on grass on Shabbos, the sophic is in regard to a future event that is not determined as yet. So that's Domashin Mishab. Masha'inkin here, if objectively, suppose later on you find out that there were flies at the bottom of the box. So then it was a psikreishe, but he didn't know. So why should it be considered a Mishab? So the sheet of the Taz is the Tzofik Psikreishe is also considered Domashin Mischab. So Rabbi Kveya is chelik on the Taz. And Rabbi Kveya says, no, Eini Deime to walking Al Gabi Asovim Bishabes. Because when you walk Al Gabi Asovim Bishabes, you don't know whether you'll pluck out grass or not. So the Tzofik is in regard to a future event. Mashenkin here, the Tzofik is in regard to a past event, a present event. Whether they are zvuvim or they're not zvuvim. So when you walk on grass and Shabbos, so you don't mishab. So you walk. You're allowed to walk. Then you find out you plucked out so much grass. Doesn't matter. Why? Because you didn't have to pluck out grass. Mashenkin here. If let's say you close the door and then you take it, then you find out there were flies. So then you had to catch them. Except that you didn't know. So then it's considered a psikreishi, except that he didn't know that it's a psikreishi. So the machlekes between the Taz and Rabbi Kveya is whether sofik psikreishi, this is how it's called. Sofik psikreishi is considered enim ischamonat. I mean, that's negeil kamo vikamo shailas. Kamo vikamo shailas. All the many modern shailas and Shabbos depend upon that machlekes between the Taz and Rabbi Kveya. So, all right. So Rabbi Kveya is chelik on the Taz, all right. But Rabbi Kveya mentions a raya against the Taz from a psak of the Ramo in Simen Pizayan in Yerdei in Bosa Becholov, which is a Mordechai Chul. The Mordechai Chul says that if, let's say, a Jew happens to be in the home of a Goy, and the Goy has pots with food, let's say cooking there. So even if, let's say, in a certain pot, the Jew knows that a certain pot has meat in it. It doesn't have any challah. But it's very likely that an hour before that, the goy was boiling milk in the same pot. So it's tefillah b'yeme. Now he's cooking meat. He's boiling meat in that pot. So, and bishul b'sar b'challah is a nisa by itself, to be mivashel. So a Jew who happens to be in the home of a goy, and there is a pot that in which, let's say, meat is cooking, so he's not allowed to be chayter to get cholim under the pot, because maybe an hour before milk was cooking with boiling was boiled in the same pot. So mimele, now when he's chayter to get cholim, so he accelerates the bishul. And some of the balua of the cholov bidei pnei akli is nifra. And the Rabbi passes that in Simen Pesayin Lalo. So yes, but that's mamish analogous to the case of the Taz, where you have it back. It's something great. You have it back. He doesn't know whether at the bottom of the box there are flies. There are no flies. He's too lazy to search, to find out. So the Taz says he doesn't have to find out. He can close, because maybe there are no flies. So even if it turns out that there are flies, it's Dovashin Mischav. So here, maybe he didn't boil within the less milk. Why? Boy, must, within the same day, he must boil milk and meat. In the same day. So it's very possible that he never boiled milk in that pot. Or if he did boil, so it was 24 hours before. So then he will not, by stirring the gecholim under the pot in which there is meat, he will not in any way accelerate the bishul of the basar and challah. So it's a domashin mischav. The answer is, when do we say domashin mischav is muter? When the sofik is in regard to a future event. When you walk on grass on Shabbos, or when, let's say, in nausea, he straightens out his hair. So the sofik is in regard to a future event. But here, the sofik is, in other words, where the sofik is an objective sofik. Here, the sofik is in regard to a present event. Or a past event, was milk boiled in that pot? Or here, are the flies? So if it turns out that there are flies, if it turns out that milk was boiled, so then it's a psikreishe.
So Sofik Psyche is not considered a Dovashim Mischab.
So that's a Raya Brure. Neged the Taz. And the Taz is not Masik. So you could say, all right, maybe the Taz will say over there too, but the Taz is not Masik in Simen Pizayin and Basabacholov against the Din of the Hamor. That is in Mordechai and Chum. So apparently the Taz agrees with it. So obviously the Taz distinguishes between the Mordechai of a Jew stirring a holing under the pot of a goy, that it's also because of the possibility that milk was boiled an hour before, so by stirring the holing it will be accelerating the bishul of basar v'cholov, and the case of the flies. So what is the difference? So I want to apply the Reb Chaim's lomdus, but here it will be the lomdus of Reb Chaim, but it will be just the opposite results. Reb Chaim says in connection with so from the point of view of Dovashini Mischavein, so it's considered any Mischavein. From the point of view of Rabbi Yudeh, that there is no din of Kavone. But Pashabes, it is Mutam Raise, because of the element of Yidiye. So only when there is no psikration altogether, then it's considered inconsistent with Melechas Machsheves, because the element of Yediyah is lacking. But where there is a psikreisha, even though he's indifferent, but Yediyah is not lacking. Now, so in that case, so according to Rabbi Yudeh's din, of Melechas Machsheves, it's Mohom. And according to Rabbi Shimon's general din of Dorosh Mischavin, it's Kal. Here it will be just the reverse. Now, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Kveiger and the Taz. Sofik psikreishe, whether it's considered Dovashin Mischavein or not. So if there hadn't been a machlekes between the Taz and Rabbi Kveiger, and if there hadn't been a machlekes reshenim, you'll soon see that there is a machlekes reshenim on the same question. But if there had been no machlekes reshenim, and there had been no machlekes between the Taz and Rabbi Kveiger, I would say on the basis of Svore that it all depends from what point of view we consider it. Whether we consider it from the point of view of the general principle of Dovashini Mischavein, that is Mutan Kolatei Kule, that Kavone is an essential element in a Maisa Avera, Shabbos included, or we consider it from the specific aloche of Meleches Machsheves. All right, Teisves and the other Rishonim say that even Rabbi Yudeh is made the Dovashini Mischavein is Potter, is Mutan Midaraise by Shabbos. In Kol HaTorah Kula it's Oseh Midraise, by Shabbos is Muta, because of Melechas Machsheves. They mention Melechas Machsheves vis-a-vis Rabbi Yudeh. They don't mention it vis-a-vis Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because vis-a-vis Rabbi Shimon, normally they don't have to resort to the din of Melechas Machsheves. Because vis-a-vis Rabbi Shimon, there is a general principle of Mischavein. But what is true according to Rabbi Yudeh is also true according to Rabbi Shimon. That goes without saying. So that means that according to Rabbi Shimon too, so Dovashin Mischavein in Shabbos is Muta Midraise for two reasons. First of all, because Shabbos is Uigora, is not distinguishable from Kol Isurim Shabbateiro, Mitzad, the general principle of Dovashin Mischavein. And then, because by Shabbos there is a special requirement that a Meloche is considered a Maisa Aveire only when it's done consciously, but with his idea. But if it's not done consciously with his idea, then it's not Maisa Aveire. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there are two reasons as to why Dovashin Melocho without Kavone is Muta Midrais. One is because of the general principle, and one because of Melechas Machsheves, because it's not Nases Bidiyose. Now, so from the point of view of the general principle, I would say, like Rabbi Kveiger, when can we say that where there is no psikreishin, so then it's not considered Mischavein if the Sofik is in regard to a future undetermined act? Because when he wants to walk on Shabbos on grass, so it's undetermined whether he'll pluck out grass or not. And so even if it turns out that he does pluck out, but he was not mischaving to do that kind of an act that must necessarily result in a block. It just happened, but there was no necessity. Now, Masha'inkein, where the Sofik is in regard to a past fact, a present fact, so then then we cannot say, even though he klat shmaya, it's gali. So then it's mistaber, like Rabbi Gevreya. So we cannot say, as the Ta says, I mean, that's how it's mistaber. So we cannot say, as the Ta says, that in view of the fact that he doesn't know whether there are flies in the box or not, so even if Klapishmai is Galia, there are flies, but he was not mischaving to do that which necessarily must result in a melacha. No! If it turns out later there were flies, so he was mischaving to do that kind of an act that necessarily, without any doubt, must result in catching the flies. But he didn't know, he was ignorant. That doesn't mean a thing. That doesn't mean a thing. And suppose a person is so ignorant and so unintelligent that he thinks that you can chop off a head of a behemoth without killing the behemoth. So does that mean that it's not a psikreishe vis-a-vis him? Just because he doesn't know. So memele, in the case where he doesn't know whether there are flies at the bottom or there are no flies at the bottom, so memele, if klapishmaye is galye, that there are flies, so then by being mischaving to close the door, he's mischaving to do that kind of an act which necessarily must result in catching the flies. And then if later on it turns out there were flies, so he did a psikreishe, except that he was ignorant. So when can we say that it's not a psikreishe when the suffix is in regard to the future, to a future fact? So it's not determined yet. Bashenkin, if the suffix is in regard to a past fact or a present fact, so it might be that klapishmaye it's galia, that it's already determined that I have to catch the flies. So maybe it's psikreishe. So it's mistaber. We could say like the Taz, but it's more mistaber like Rabbi Gevreya. However, if we were to consider it from the point of view of the special aloche by Shabbos, that the miloche is only miloche asur on Shabbos, if it's done bidiyose. And what does bidiyose mean? Bidiyose means that he has to be sure that he's doing miloche. Otherwise, he's not really conscious. And but if he has a doubt whether he's doing miloche or not, that's considered nasi shaloi bidiyose. Because if you are going to assume that even when a person has a doubt, maybe he's doing miloche, it's considered nasi bidiyose, so walking on grass also is nasi bidiyose. But walking on grass is not nasi bidiyose, even though he knows that it's possible that by walking you'll pluck out grass. But he's not sure about it. So memele, from the point of view of melachas machsheves, the logic of the Taz is very strong, very cogent, the logic of the Taz. Because in order to be a melocha asur, it must be done bidiyose, consciously. He must be conscious of the fact of the melocha. And if he has a doubt whether he'll pluck out the grass, so it's not nasi bidiyose. So what difference does it make whether he has a suffix in regard to a future fact, or he has a suffix in regard to a present, a past fact? The fact is, in final analysis, that when he closes the door, he's not sure whether he's doing a meloche. So the meloche of tzedes hazvuvim, is done unconsciously. Is not nasis b'diose. So memele, there is no kashe. The Rabbi Kiriyas kashe against the Taz from the psak of the Ramo in Simen Pizayin in Bas B'cholov is no asok against the Taz, because the Mordechai deals with the Yisrael of Bas B'cholov. Vis-a-vis Bosa B'cholov, there is no aloch of Melechas Machsheves that the Maise Bishol has to be done bidiyose. Vis-a-vis Bosa B'cholov, so the only requirement is that it should be done bikavanose. So where the suffix is in regard to the future, then it's not nasi bikavanose. But where the suffix is in regard to the past, to the present, so if Klapishmai is Galia, that only half an hour ago the same goy boiled milk in the same pot, so Memele, by stirring the gacholim under the pot, he necessarily must be mevashil bosa becholov. Some mele. It is also mashenkin. The Taz has reference to Shabbos. Shabbos. There is an additional aloche of melachas machsheves. But well, then you could say no. But that does not explain the Taz. Why? Because if it had been based upon the aloche of melachas machsheves, so whatever is true according to Rabbi Yudah generally should be true according to Rabbi Shimon in this specific case. Now, Rabbi Yudah says that you are not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says that you are allowed. So Rishonim say, Midrash say you are allowed to walk on grass because of Melachas Machsheves. But Midrabbanon, you're not allowed. Why? Because, why don't we? So you say the Chachomim Asad, even though mit der Reisitzmutter. So why shouldn't Reb Shimon also say the Chachomim Haser? The answer is, according to Reb Shimon, So walking on grass on Shabbos is mutar in kolatere kole. So Shabbos ligorat and shori surim. So just as the Chachomim did not enact a special Yisrael Rabbonon vis-a-vis shori surim, they did not enact a special Yisrael Rabbonon vis-a-vis Shabbos. Why should they? Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yude, so vis-a-vis kolatere kole, so is chayev midraisi. But vis-a-vis Shabbos, in Shabbos is not chayev because of his special Shabbos dikaloche. So since in kolatere kole, it's also midraise, and only in Shabbos it's muta midraise. So the Chachomim, according to Rabbi Yude, enacted an Yisrael Rabbonon. So Memele, it should follow that according to Rabbi Shimon too, in a case where the general principle of Dovashin Mishav wouldn't be relevant, and just the special aloch of Melechas Machshavos would be relevant, so what is true of Rabbi Yude generally should be true in regard to Rabbi Shimon. It should be also midraise Rabbonon. It should be also midraise Rabbonon. So why does the Ta say that it's muta lachatchile? The answer is, Teisves says in Ksuves, maybe there is another Loshin in Teisves, but one Loshin definitely is like says like that in Teisves in Ksuves, in the Sugye of Bilas Mitzvah Bishabes, where Chabura Merber or Mivket Pocket. So there Teisves in one Loshin says explicitly that in view of the fact that Dovashin Mishavim in Shabbos, Rabbi Yude is made that Midraise it's Muter, but it's only Osam Midrabanon. So where it is, he is a Mikalkel, so it's not a Melocha de Raise anyway, so then if he's in Mishavim, it's Muter Lechatchil. This is what he says. So Memele, the Pshat and the Taz is, here we are dealing with Zvubi. So there is no Melocha of Tzeide Midraise altogether, because it's a Mininitze. But Midrabanon, there is an Iser of Tzeide, there is a Shavus. Even Bidova Shem Mininitzet. And since on the score of Melechas Machsheves, it is Potter. But wherever it's Muter on the score of Melechas Machsheves, or Midrabon and Itoser, so it is just like Enem Ischavin according to Rabbi Yude. So Teisves in one motion in Ksuve says that Enem Ischavin, according to Rabbi Yude, is also Midrabonon by Melochet Raise, but by Melochet Rabbonon, it's Muter Lechatchile. So here too, you are allowed Lechatchile to close the box. Now, the Mishnah Brura in the Beir Aloche mentions an explicit Ramban in Milchamis Beir Kiro that corroborates the Shite of the Taz, and not on the basis of, not only on the basis of Melechas Machsheves, but in Kol HaTerekole of the Taz. Now, that is, the Ramban deals with that Gemore in Perik Yiro. The Mishnah in Perik Yiro, Daf Mem Alef, Omud Alef, the last Mishnah, there are two Mishnahs, but the last Mishnah, two Mishnahs. Hameicham shepino, the last Mishnah at the bottom, memalef from the bottom. Hameicham shepino lo yitnu leseichay tzeinu bishvil sheyichamu, avol neisenu leseichay leseichay kuski de lapshiron. Maiko omar omar abade ba'amasno hekomar. Hameicham shepino menu mayim chamim. So suppose you had a kettle that was boiling, and in that kettle you had water, and that boiled on the fire, on the kiln, and it's very hot. So you took off the kettle with the boiling water and you poured out the boiling water. But the defnei of the kli still remained very hot. So you poured out, you emptied out the boiling water. You're not allowed to put, after all, the kettle itself is burning hot. If you put in a little bit of water, it will immediately become nisvash. Immediately. Because the defnei hameicham are so burning hot, so you're not allowed, because to pour in cold water, even though you don't put it on fire, because you'll be mevashel through the heat of the defnei hameicham. Lo yitnu leseichem mayim mortim kedei sheyichamu. I will neis leseichem mayim merubim kedei lafshiron. But suppose you fill it up with a lot of very cold water, so that will make it into lukewarm water. If you fill it up with a little water, so it will immediately become hot. in his bashel. But if you fill it up with a lot of water, so then it will not become hot, but it will become lukewarm. The abundant water, which heretofore was very cold, will become lukewarm. So that is muta, because that's not mevashel, if you just take out the chillness of the water. So the Gemara asks the kashe, Bale Mitzari. Now Mitzari is a miloche of Makibi Patish. Mitzari. That means Kiderach Shaum Nineisi. In other words, if you take a metal and first you heat it, and then after you heat it in fire, so you dump it in cold water. So that strengthens the mat. That's called mitzarif. So that's a meloche of makibi patish, of gmar meloche. So now in the kettle you had a lot of water and that boiled. So the kettle itself is burning hot. Now when you fill it up with cold water, you are mitzarif. You are mitzarif, it's gmar meloche. So it should be awesome. So the Gemara gives a teretz, Reb Shimon hidom adova shen mischav muta. This Mishneh called with Reb Shimon? True. By filling it up with cold water, so he is mitzarif. The whole kettle is makibi patish, but he's not mischav to do it. He's not interested in that. He's only interested in cooling, in making the ice water lukewarm. That's his reason in filling it up with ice water. But he's not interested in tempering the metal. So he says, so Dovashim is Chavim is Muta. So all the Rishonim raise the same question. It's a psikration. May the Rav Shimon psikration for Yomus. So again, that's one of the rayas of the Och. That psikration, I mean, there are so many rayas that the Och mentions. That psikration, the Leich Peslei is Muta. So that again is Leich Peslei. It's Leich, so it's Muta. The Ramban, in Melchame is here on Perikiro, he has the same kashi. He has the same kashi. And he says, so it's a psikreshe, so how can it be muter? According to Rav Shimon, so he says it's not a psikreshe. Because after all, he doesn't know. In other words, he applies the gemore to a kettle that is not his, so he doesn't know. So in other words, it might be that the bailim of that kettle already was mitzarefet. You only have to be to temper it once. In other words, in order to strengthen a metal, so you have to heat it in fire and then you have to dump it in cold water. You have to do it once. Maybe, how does he know that it was never Nitzref? Maybe it was Nitzref already. But this is Mamesh, the analogous to the case of the Taz. That's the Mishneh Berurah guy. So in the Bir Aloch, in Simen Shin Tezayin, still the Ramban says that according to Reb Shimon, it is muter, because Dovashenim Ischavin is muter. So in other words, so it means it's muter on the basis of Reb Shimon general din. So that's like the Taz. So the Ramban's Shite is like the Taz. And the Mordechai, apparently, is chilek on the Ramban. But the Mordechai could agree with the Taz of Sak. Because Shabbos, there is an additional din of Meleches Machshavos. So in other words, in regard to the question, a suffix to Kreshe, whether it's Muter or it's Oser, so there is a Machlekes between the Rabbi Gleiger and the Taz, and there is a Machlekes between the Mordechai and the Ramban. And according to the Ramban, so even vis-a-vis the general din of Dovashen Mischavin. So we say it's in the Mischavin. Even though the suffix is in regard to a past fact, it's still considered in the Mischavin. Like the Taz. But the Mordechai obviously holds that Dovashen Mischavin is only when the suffix is in regard to a future fact, not in regard to a past fact or a present fact. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, so the Mordechai can also agree because of the aloche, or because of the requirement that of Meleches Machshavos, that the meloche has to be done by the Yosef. Now you'll ask Kikashe, so here, why does the Gemara say, according to the Ramban, Vale Mitzarif? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Yidom Adovashim Mischavim Muter. But certainly from the point of view of Meleches Machshavos, It certainly is not Melechas Machsheves. So the Gemara shouldn't say Rav Shimon Eid can accord, this Mishnah can accord with Rav Shimon and Rav Yudeh. The answer is no. It can, because the Gemara wants to say, the Gemara is saying, it's not that he wants to say, the Mishnah is saying, so it's not only that it's Mutam Ed Raisi is Potter, it's Mutam Ed Chachile. According to Rabbi Yude, it wouldn't be Mutal Chachile, because according to Rabbi Yude, there is no Aloch of Dorashim Mishraven. In Kol Atele, Kol Yisrael, but Gabi Shabbos, so he is Potter Gabi Shabbos. Because the element of Yediyah is lacking. But because of that, Midrabonon it's Oseah. So the Mishnah couldn't accord with Rabbi Yudeh, because the Mishnah says that it's Mutal Chatrile, Mashain can according to Rabbi Shimon. So it's Mutal Chatrile on the score, on the basis of the general dean of the Mashem Mishraven. But we see, Agavurche, that the Ramban Shite is like the Taz, even in respect to the general principle. As far as the Melechas Machshoveh, Melechas Machshavas is concerned, so even the Mordechai could agree with the Lomdes of the Taz. Alright, that's all. I thought that I would be able to finish after the Mishnah, but I can't. Alright, so the next year we'll finish after the Mishnah, and then we'll start Yetzias HaShabbos in the second year. So we'll start Yetzias HaShabbos, and there is a Pchine tomorrow, so the Pchine will be on all the Gemara, including today's year, and also on the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Hilchas Yom Kippurim, and it has to be taken by everybody except those who have been in the Smicha Shia last year and this year. And then I also want to reiterate what I mentioned yesterday. I mean, some of you weren't here yesterday in the Shia, that no out-of-town students can eat a Shabbos meal outside without rishus from me.
With the Reb Chaim and the Rambam of Achiti Gecholim. So the Rambam says in Perek Zayin L'Cheshgoges that if one is Achiti Gecholim and he was Mishaven Lirbois as Olieneis and also to be Maver Atachteneis, so then is Chayv Shtayim. The implication being that if he was not Mishaven also to be mavir the tachteneis, so that he was only mischavein to be mechabe the elieneis, so only chayev achas. So that's like the tanekame from Blazer Reb Tzadik. And the Gemara says, the tanekame is because he holds like Reb Shimon, the Roshin Mischav. So Teisve says that it means not the Roshin Mischav, but it means the other aloche of Reb Shimon, of aloche Shin Tzrich Legufo. But the Rambam paskens like Reb Yudim, aloche Shin Tzrich Legufo. So if the Rambam had agreed with the pshat of Teisve, so then he should pasken like Reb Tzodek, and the Rambam paskens like Tanekame. So it is obvious that the Rambam is Chilik on Teisve, and the Rambam understands the Gemara. So the question is, Monefshech, Teisves Kashe. If it is a Psikreishe, so even according to Reb Shimon, it's Osa. And if it's not a Psikreishe, so Reb Yudel will be made by Shabbos, the Dovashin Mishavein is only Osam de Rabon, not Osam de Raise. So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, so Tanekame is reference to a case where there is a Psikreishe. But the Tanekame is reference to a case where there is a psikreishi. But is a psikreishi loyich pesle. And he agrees with Och. Reb Chaim says that he agrees, that the Rambam agrees with Och completely. But we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with Och completely. Even if he doesn't agree with Och completely in regard to the Rabbonon. Let's say Teisves in Ksuves Davov, so he agrees with Och in regard to the Raise, but his Chelik and the Och, he says, Mid Rabbonon Psikreshul Yich Peslei, is Oser. So we don't have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Och completely. We don't have to say that. Now, but there is a certain, now, there is a certain kasha against the Reb Chaim. And many Rosh Hashivas are masik on this Reb Chaim because of the Rashbo and of the Rosh. Now, so as far as the Rashbo is concerned, so you can, there is no kasha altogether, because I pointed out in last year that the Rashbo is certainly chilek on this lomdes of Reb Chaim, that Meleches Machshevos implies only a din of Yedi and not a din of Kavone. Because the Rashbo in connection with Tzede, with someone who is Seger, the door of a house in which there is a Tzvi, and his Kavone is to watch the house and to capture the Tzvi. So then the Rashbo says that it's Muter, and all the other Rishonim are Chilek. So obviously the Rashbo Shita is that by Shabbos there is a special aloche that by Dovah Sheni Mischavei, that if the primary intention is not for the Meloche but for something else, but incidentally he is also Mechavim to the Meloche, so then it's inconsistent with Melachas Machshevis. It's inconsistent with Melachas Machshevis. In other words, Lo Yefsha, Uko Mechavim. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove in Psoche. Alibi de Rab Yude, but Alibi de Rab Shimon, so even Abaye is made that is Osa. And Rove says that even Alibi de Rab Yude, it is Osa. So that's Lo Yefsha, the Rashba's case is a case of Lo Yefsha, no matter what he is going to do. So he has to do it, he has to close the door, because every day he closes the door in order to protect the house against Ganovin. So even if the Tzvi hadn't been there, he would close the door. But since he has to close the door anyway, so he entertains an additional Kavone. So that's Lo Yefsha become a Chav. So according to Rab Shimon, it's certainly Osa. And even according to Rab Yude, according to Rove, it is Osa. So the answer is, the Rashba Shita is, that's only in Kolatere Kule, but by Shabbos there is so there is an extra din of kavani that only when he's motivated by the meloche. But if the meloche is not the primary motive of his act, so then it's not milachas machsheves. So that's of course inconsistent with what Reb Chaim says, but Reb Chaim says it in the Oruch, in the Rambam, not in the Rashba. So Mimele, we cannot ask any kashis from the Rashbo, because the Rashbo is definitely chilek. But Reb Shloimeh Hyman so was masik on Reb Chaim from Mirosh. Now, what we have to, in order to understand the Rosh and to understand, I mean, the answer on that Asoge, so we have to go over just a small piece of Gemara, two lines, and nothing else. To the end of Shmini Shrotzi. Daf. Now, the Mishneh Daf Kuftes on Mudbei, he says as follows. Kolo Ichlin. או איכל אודם לרפואה, וכל המשקין שייסר, חוט רפואי איז עושה. You're not allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos. The time is, גזירה משם ישם יסחיק סמונים. Maybe he'll grind certain raw materials for the medicine. So that's the reason as to why, I mean, בזמן חזל, so it wasn't the way it is today. Today you need a medicine, so you go to a drugstore and you buy it, all prepared. But Bisman Chazal, if you needed the medicine, you had to prepare it yourself. So Mele, and most medicines involved, you know, grinding. So Mele, the Chachomim answered, any medicine, because of Exeira Hashem, maybe he'll grind the raw materials into a powder. All right. So that means that medicine is awesome. So whether it's a salad or a liquid, any medicine is osir. Is osir on Shabbos. So kol oichel, but if something is used by healthy, normal people, so you can take it as a medicine too. You can take it as a medicine too. So, in other words, a vitamin you can take as a medicine because a healthy person also takes vitamins. Maybe today one is allowed to take an aspirin too because people are so nervous that that the average person takes aspirin. So that might be a heter to take aspirins. So the klal is, if it is something that a normal person takes it, so even a sick person, even someone who has an ailment, is allowed to take it, even though his kavana is to be cured with that medicine. But as long as it is not something peculiar to a person who has an ailment, so a person who has an ailment is allowed to take it. Kol ha'ichli ne'ichlodom lefor, v'chol ha'mashkin sheise, chutz min beit kolim, a certain kind of a liquid, of a beverage, that was obtained from a palm tree. So v'keisi kol, mipnei she'en l'reiko, it's a certain kind of a liquid, the effect of which was that it made the person sterile. And it was also used, so it had two functions. First of all, this mashke had the effect of making a person sterile if he didn't want to have children. So, let's say if a woman, if she didn't want to have children, so she was accustomed to take this kind of a mashke. That's why it's called Kesi Kori. It makes one into an akoro, into an oko. So, and it was also used as a cure for jaundice. So in other words, so a healthy person didn't take it, didn't drink this mashke. Only a person who wanted to become a nokoro or an akoro, or if a person was afflicted with jaundice, with uraiko, so then he used to drink that mashke. So mimele, it is something peculiar to an ailment. So mimele, you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos. Is it all right? Now, but the Mishnah concludes, Avil Sheisehu mit kolim leitzimoi visoch shemen ikri korin shaloi lafo. So then the Gemara says that liyokune trein bishikure. So you have to take two and you have to mix it with beer, I mean for jaundice. Alright. Umeek liyokune trein bishikre umeek. And then becomes sterile. So the Gemara says, Kashe, here the Mishnah is discussing the union of Rifui on Shabbos, but it should be also every day, because if it has the effect of making a person sterile, so that's allowed the raise. You're not allowed to sterilize even a balchai, even a dog. You're not allowed to castrate or to sterilize. And I don't know why. I mean, people who ask shailas and they do such things, I mean, this is very common, sterilizing a dog. So they don't ask any shailas. It's allowed the raise. There is malchus for it. If one castrates a balchai, even a fish, so if one sterilizes a fish, he's chayv malchus, it's allowed the rice. So not only an odom, but any balchai, you're not allowed. Umishore, vatanye minayin lisirus godom, shuosea, tamulimar vatzichem lisasu, bochem lisasu, that's mentioned in the parasha in the Meir, in connection with the mumim, and there, so it has reference to sterilizing, a balchai, not after human being. So in other words, you should not be allowed to take a case, one should not be allowed to drink a case shalikori, because he thereby sterilizes himself or herself. So if you remove the kabeles from the tarnigel, so then he cannot have children. So in other words, so how is he allowed? So it should involve the raise of sterilizing of batzichem lisasu. But the answer is, when is there a law of sterilizing against Iku if he is mischave? But where he is not mischave, not. And here he is not mischave. So in other words, he drinks it, let's say, for a certain cure, for ipuye, for jaundice. Now, of course, we are dealing with a case where there is no pikach nefesh, because jaundice many times is real pikach nefesh jaundice. So then everything is mutter. But in other words, you can have a slight case of jaundice. I mean, well, it's not pikach nefesh. As a matter of fact, I mean, most babies, when they are born, they have a slight case of jaundice. It's not pikach nefesh, it's pikach nefesh if it is in a very substantial degree. So in other words, anyway, the Gemara is not discussing the case of pikach nefesh. It's not discussing the case of pikach nefesh. So the Gemara says, but here he is not having to sterilize, so memele it's mut. One second, let me finish the Gemara, please, 1 second. Maybe after you hear everything I have to say, you won't have any kashes, so we'll gain time. So, v'omar ravashe rimus ruchehu dikitalei. Rimus ruchehu dikitalei. So Ravashe says that there he is not that there he doesn't sterilize even when he removes the kabeles from the tarnigel. He doesn't sterilize the tarnigel, but the tarnigel is naturally very arrogant, and once the kabeles is removed from him, so he feels depressed, so he emotionally is not disposed towards copulation. So that's the reason as to why he doesn't have children, because he doesn't copulate. So, but he's capable physically, I mean biologically, he's capable of copulating and is capable of having children, but he's a big balgaive, the tarnigel. So mevele, when you remove the kabeles, so he feels depressed. So mevele, he doesn't copulate. So he doesn't involve any is the love of atzichem lisas. Elo bisos. So the Gemara says that when is it muta to take a keisha likorin, so that is only when he's already isos. So mele, he's already sterile. So the Gemara says no. So in other words, that even misaris acham misaris is also chay. Is also chay. I mean, so in other words, that even the maises yos is also. So even though he couldn't have children anyway, but the maises yos is also. Elobish. So in other words, when is it muta to take a keisha likori? So it's only a shaila on Shabbos, it involves a shaila, but on a weekday it's muta. That is by a woman. So in other words, Rabbi Yechon membreke domar al shnei emoim avayvorech isem alikim vayim alem pru uvu is mayik elemeima. So then it should be osea. So biskeino inam abako. So in other words, if a man is misaris himself, so he's eva to isurim. First of all, he's eva the love of artzichem lisas. Secondly, he's eva anisa because he's mechuyev to have children. So memele, the same mitzvah asay of puruvu that implies an obligation to have children, so implies a nisar asay to do something whereby he'll become incapable of having children. So now, as far as the love of Atzichem Lisasu, so the love of Atzichem Lisasu applies only to a male. It doesn't apply to a female. It doesn't apply to a female. So, but according to Rabbi Yechon Membreke, who says that a woman is mechuyev in pru uvu just like a man, so the male it should be also on the score of pru uvu. So the Gemara says, "Biskeino inami ba'kor." So pru uvu is not chayech, and as far as the law of vatzichem lisasu, it applies only to males. It doesn't apply to females. This is what This is what the Gemara is saying. Now the Koreshe, so in other words, so when the Gemara at first said, Hanem mila hechadiko mechavi, hoche ma'atzmehu, the Omer Rabbi Yechanet, so the Gemara refuted, v'omer Rav Asher, remei schuchon tigidalei. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechanet's memory is not based upon the premise that where is not mechavi, so then it is muter. But Rabbi Yechanet's memory is based upon the fact that the Tarnigel doesn't become sterile, he just becomes emotionally inhibited, but he doesn't become sterile in any way. So Mimele, but in a Haname, where Balchai does become sterile, so then even though he's not Mischave, it's still Osa. So Teisve Shite is. But Dovashin Mishav is Muter. The answer is, here it's a Psikreish. Even though he doesn't intend to make himself sterile, his intention is to get a cure for the jaundice. Oh, but it's a Psikreish. And the Psikreish, in the Psikreish is awesome. And the Psikreish is awesome. Now, how about the Och? How about the Och? So the Och doesn't discuss it. So according to all that psikreisha liyach pesleh is muter, and it's muter even chatchile, there is not even nisab rabbanon. So how? But the Gemara here refutes the original teretz of the Gemara. Hanem milayich edikom mechavim hochem atzmeu. And the Gemara says no, this is not a teretz that it has to be applied to an isha, but by man, a man is not allowed to drink keisha likor in lefur. Why? Because the effect of it will be he'll become sterile, but it's a dovashin mischav, it's a psikreishal yichbeslei. So, if you turn to the Chiddush Aran on that Gemara, that Kifyudalev, so you'll see that there is no kashi against the Och. Now the Gemara is really very strange, and the Ritva, the Chiddush Aran mentions in the name of the Ro, the Kash. But I mean, all the Rishonim should have raised that question. They don't. But the Gemara is very strange, because the Gemara says, "Hanem milayichadiko mechave, hochem atzmeu." So we can understand that in regard to Sheisei Keisei Kori, the Yeroiko. So there is not mischaving to make himself sterile. Why should he want to become sterile? He is mischaving to get a cure for jaundice. So it's in mischaving. But the Gemara says, the Omer Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, where do we have that aloche, that where is not mischaving, it's muter? Because Rabbi Yechanan says, Horeitze sheisaris tarnegel yitel karbilesei umistaris meilom. Umistaris meilom. So that's the mokeh, that's the basis for this aloche, that where is not mischave in its muter. But monefshech, if you want to use Rabbi Yechanan's memra as a basis, so even where is mischavein over there is mischavein. Horeitze sheisari is tarnigel. That's his kavone to be misari the tarnigel. So that's the kashe that the Ran asks. Kasheli, volidam yeklalit Rabbi Yechanan. The Ocher ho mechavin lisirus, ki dikom ararets. So that means the Gemara doesn't mean mechav, even if he is mechav. So the Gemara originally wanted to say that it's muter to drink occasionally ikrin, even if he has the kavone, even if he has the kavone to become sterile. But as long as he doesn't do any maise on the genital organs, so it's not osir. When is sirus osir if a maise is performed on the genital organs? But if no maise is performed on the genital organs and it happens by itself, let's say he takes a certain drink or he takes a pill, and that makes him sterile, so then it's mut. Alright, so Mele, that will answer the kashe against the door. However, it seems that the other Rishonim understood the Gemara simply. I mean, Hanem Mila Yechadikom Mechavei Hoche Mi'atzmeyu Hoche Mi'atzmeyu Domer Rabbi Yechanan Horeite She Yisaris Tarnigel Yitil Tarbeleisei U Mistaris Meilo. So in other words, because the other Rishonim understood that when Rabbi Yechanan says Horeite She Yisaris Tarnigel, so even the Hava Min of the Gemara that the Gemara where before Rav Asher says Remis Rucha in the Kitalei, so the Gemara also knew that when the Kabbalist is removed from the Tarnigel, he's biologically capable of having children, but it's only he becomes depressed, and because of that he doesn't copulate, so he doesn't have children. But the Hava Min of the Gemara assumed that it doesn't make any difference. If there is a nisar, of sterilizing Yibal Chai, so it doesn't mean this is what the makshin. This is what the makshin is young.